Zohar Chok Yisrael, Pasha Sav, Day 2, and Excerpt from 31a. Rabbi Yosef opened the discourse and said, Valdok, see, because this is written, Utsion Yomer, Tetsion will be said, Ish Ish Yulat Bo, person is born in it. Verse from Tilim 87, it says, Ish Ish, which means like two different levels that people will be born into. Chad Ladina, one for judgment, Chad Larachmi, one for mercy. Chad Mizdavgi, Chadab Zivug, Chad. When they get together in one unification, Kedain Sion Ikri, then they're called Sion. So Sion, we know he first Yisod is Gematria Yosef, who's the quality of Yisod, it's also Gematria six times the Shem Havaya, the Tetragrammaton, referring to Yisod, the six Sephira. We know Yisod is included of both powers, both energies, right and left, of Chesed and Mercy. So the Sion will be said that people from different levels will be born out of it, because from Yisod comes birth, and all different types of levels, right and left dynamic, comes out of it, because it includes both. Yisim Yerushalayim Ishtamoda, and Yisim Yerushalayim are known, Ishtachach and found. V'dobado Talia, and they depend upon each other, because Sion Yisod then shines in Yerushalayim, which is Malchus, and they unite, and this causes the perfect revelation of Hashem's honor. V'asach Rabbi Yossi V'omar, opened Rabbi Yossi the discourse and said, see if it's written, he shall sanctify and shall be holy. Resurrect 20. Manda Makadish Kami Milra. One who sanctifies himself from below. Makadchen Lay Milay. They sanctify him from above. Manda Msav Gami Milra. One who purifies himself from below. Msav and Lay Milay. They purify him from above. Which means they open up for him the door to go after negative things. So a person is led in the way that he chooses. So it pays to make sure to choose the right thing. Makadchen Lay Milay. They sanctify him from above. That's understandable. Kogadushim Demari Shayale. Of course, behold, the holiness of his master rests upon him. Of all Masavin lay, may honor but they impurify him from what place? He tame him, if you say from above, Bechim Masavusa, Shaya Leila, and is the impurity that dwells above. I'm Rebchia, said Rebchia, Haina, Tanina, this is what we learned. Yuvdil Sata is Uvdil Leila. Indeed below is awakened the deed above. Yuvdil Sata, he Bekdusha, if the deed below is in holiness, Isser Kedusha Leila, awakens holiness above. Vasi Vishaya lay, Miskadish Bay. And it comes and dwells upon him and sanctifies him. Gives him extra boost, extra kedusha, positive energy. And if he is impurified below, it's awakened the spirit of impurity above from the negative side, of course, not from the good side, but also from, it's called above, of course, it comes from a spiritual place, from supernatural energies. And comes and dwells upon him, is impurified in it. Because everything depends upon deed, what a person does. Because there's not any good and bad, holiness and impurity, that does not have a source and root above. Source and root means from the surrounding light and the internal light. And the deed below is awakened the deed above. What depends upon deed, indeed is awakened above. And done. Uvda is awakened the deed. Umada toli bimilin, and what depends upon words bimilin, kadis gazer bimila, when it's decreed in word, iser hachileil, thus is awakened above. Vite bimila ma iser, and he feels, ask, what is a word awaken? El hachik si, but thus is written, bidabi dover, should speak a word. Isaiah 58, how dover iser mila achrileila. That word awakens something else above. Dikrei Dava, which is called also a word. Dva Hashem Hashem, the word Hashem that was. In Yeshaya 1. Dva Hashem Hayakar. And the word of Hashem was precious. In Shmuel Aleph 3. Dva Hashem Shemayim Nasu. The word of Hashem, the heavens were made. In Tehillim 33. This means that, as it says in the Tuni Zohar in the introduction, that speech comes from the quality of Malchus. And Malchus is called the word of Hashem. When a person uses the speech below, he awakens the power of Malchus above. And to that, he accomplishes things that depend upon Malchus' speech. Lord Taninin, of course, we learned, Hayimila Salka Ubakarakian. That word arises and smashes heavens. It does things above. Ad the Salka Baduchte, until it goes to its place. Visar Mad Isan awakens what awakens. If Tav Tav, if good, good, Ibish Bish, if bad, bad. So it's really important to make sure to say good, positive things all the time. Because this is written with Nishmartom, he called Dover Ra. She called from any bad thing, but the Zohar explaining from any bad word, not to awaken anything negative above. Verse in Dvorim 23. Ara meaning Belulav, meaning Shiva. There are four species in the Lulav. the myrtle branch, the lulav, the willows, and the citron, esrog, bein, and shiva, and there are seven, because you take one lulav with three hadassim, three myrtle branches, two arovas, two willows, one esrog, so it's seven actual things. So it's representing the seven spheros that are divided in general into four directions of the universe. V'itayim, if you say the shiva, mina, nino, there are seven species, lavach, it's not like that. El abo, nino, there are four, mina, mispashin, until sachronin. They spread out to another three. V'luvda dilahon, and in their deed, is aru shiva achronin le'ela. It's awakened seven others above, which means the seven divine attributes above are awakened to taking these seven pieces of vegetation below. Otava alma, to do good to the world. The kama citrin in many aspects, Knesset Yisrael, to the Malchus. Avogavdihi b'chlolo mizbarcho mikulu shis, even though in general it's blessed from all six. V'nachol damika damabua d'nogad l'oposik l'almin me'moy l'nagda l'ayhu, and from the deep river and the brook that flows and never ceases its waters from flowing upon them. V'yankal abas, and nourishes the daughter, which means that the from the light of Bina, Sukkot is the holiday Bina, on we take the seven species, so it awakens these and shines its flow through the seven sephiros down into the Malchus. And if you'll ask, the Zohar says there's six flowing into the daughter, who is the Malchus, the seventh. So why do we take seven species? So the Rizal explains that we take four species, but actually seven pieces of vegetation. The Zohar says they correspond to seven sephiros. The Rizal explains that the seventh one is actually, they're all Chesed Gevurah Tiferes Netzach Hod Yisod. And the seventh one, the Esrog, is actually the Malchus aspect of the Yisod, the feminine aspect within the male, because Yisod is male. And from that, the person takes the lulav out and brings it into his heart, representing, gives it to actual Malchus. So begin to ihi bas, lo la alma, I lo v'taso, is borchu minayhu, visarusa do. And because it is bas, Malchus is like a daughter, the world above and below is blessed from them, from the spheres, in this awakening of taking the species of the lulav. The Rabbi Shaitik Knesset Yisrael is Borcha Minayu, because at the time when Knesset Yisrael, the Malchus, is blessed from them, Kul Hu Almin is Borcha, all the worlds are blessed. V'aldoam, because of this, Sovimis Mizbeach Kamo Ditmar, we go around the altar, as was said. We take these species and go around the altar, which is like Malchus, to draw upon it these lights. And also, it's, the Rizal says it's important to take the lulav and the species inside of the sukkah, which is Bina, so it makes this unification between all the spheres above and below. Odin, furthermore, in this awakening, all the six spheres are blessed with the water to be watered from it, that they need from it, which means that the infinite light shines into the six spheres, and they themselves get a blessing and are increased their, with bounty their flow. And they all draw from the brook of deep wine, which means the light of Keser, which is inside of the Bina, the Kula, deepest of all, the Nachdal Amo to send to the world. So everything becomes attached to Hashem's infinite light to this. Begin Krach, because of this, boy and Kulu Lachin Oivations, necessarily should all be moist and not dry. Amshacha Bichon La Alma, to draw blessings to the world. So this is the secret, that the infinite light is compared to water, which gives existence and life to everything. And therefore water is shapeless, colorless, tasteless, just as the infinite light is not graspable in any specific type of form or picture or understanding. And this infinite light flows through everything. So therefore the species must be moist with some hashur, some resting of moistness, moisture upon them, to show and to actually draw this infinite light into everything through taking them. Begin the Loni Elaine, because these trees that the four species are drawn from, Kulu Lachin Tadira, they're always moist. So that's what's special about them. It shows there's a special revelation of the infinite light inside of them, more than other species. V'tarfin Dilahon Mishtachin Tadira, and they're always found, their leaves, it means like evergreens. Uzman Chadvasa Dilahon V'hai Zimda, the time of their bliss is this time on Sukkot when we take them. Tanina Mesifer Dira V'mnuna, why is this their bliss? Because when we use them to serve Hashem, this unites all the worlds and everyone's happy. Tim as if the Rav Nuna, some we learned in the book of Rav Nuna, Sabadoha Uchela Dispakta Alilonin, behold that power that's appointed over trees, which means the angel, spiritual energy upon these trees. Elaine Kolchad Vuchad, Elaine Lonotl Bechon, Chadvasil Eila. Each one from these does not take blessings and bliss from above. Ella Bezimna Doa, except at this time during Sukkot when we take them. Chadvasil Lahon Kulu, La Eila, and it's there all the bliss above. Chadvasil Ilani, Elaine Lasata, and the bliss of these trees below. Kulub is in the doors all this time. Sarusa Bina and Kedushi Malka Talyan. Awakening his pen upon these holy things of the king to do his mitzvahs. That's why he awakened them. Kad Israel, not lay alone. Kula Isar Bazim the door. And when Israel takes them, they're all awakened this time. Ba'am is Barcha, and the world is blessed. Knesset Israel is Barcha, and the Shri Malchus is blessed. La'akar B'chorin La'alma. To pour blessings to the world.